Blog Talk Radio.
Debauchery, West, Cosby, and hypocrisy is our topic for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, coming to you from San Joaquin County, California. Our air date today, ladies and gentlemen, is May 6, 2018. Also, too, I want to give shout-outs there to Black Eye Stand Radio, MelanatedPeople.net, Liberation Minded Media, New Era Chicago, New Era Milwaukee, New Era Detroit, and for all of those who are out there who is putting in the work for our liberation and our self-sufficiency. The sad part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, two things that happened within the last week. One, as we all know, the situation there with Dr. Bill Cosby, with went on with him. We'll be discussing on that briefly. But also, too, we're going to start our show off tonight discussing the subject about Mr. Kanye West. And in addition to, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking about the hypocrisy of all the situation and what's currently that's going on with the Trump regime. Also, too, we are having an open mic discussion about the cognitive dissonance of Conway Rest, the kangaroo court trial of Bill Cosby, and the redundancy and hypocrisy of the Trump regime. And these current times are diabolical, so ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call in with your comments, questions, input, and concerns at area code 646-564-9630. From what I understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that Kanye West had talked about a situation saying that slavery, you know, was a matter of choice. Okay. Due to the traumatic post-slavery syndrome, the Stockholm syndrome, and the cognitive dissonance of a brain-dead Negro. Now, also, too, from what I understand about Mr. West is that he was born in the city of Chicago. From what I understand, the city of Chicago is what they would call the Democratic machine, and I know for a fact that a lot of blacks there traditionally vote Democrat. So on that, I do not understand, you know, his endorsement of Trump. So we're going to speak about choices. This individual has stated that slavery was a choice. Okay, now I'm going to talk about some choices. Okay, first place, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate and love the choice that the heavyweight champion took in 1967 in regard to draft invasion when he said that ain't no Viet Cong ever called me the NGR term, ain't no Viet Cong ever bombed our church or raped our women and killed our babies. The white man is my enemy. So I thank the choice that the heavyweight champion had made then. Then, in addition to, we want to thank those in the Deacons in Defense and of the Black Panther Party who made the choice to go out there and to defend themselves against this tyranny. We are sick and tired of this mental death, which is in greater need of resurrection of the mental dead. And as we start our conversation, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I also want to be thankful of the choices of the first slave who started a rebellion when he realized his condition. Also, too, I want to thank Nat Turner Spade for the choice that he made to free his people. I also want to thank the choice that Harriet Tubman made when she told these brain-dead, Negro-minded slaves that, hey, you're either going to get on this train ride and stick with it all the way through, or I'm going to kick you off the planet right now, because as sure as shit thinks, the house Negro would have went there and chose to go tell the raping, slave trading pedophile about what's going on. So I appreciate the choice that Sister Harriet Tubman made on that. I appreciate the choice that Dr. Martin Luther King and Ralph Abernathy made in 1955 with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. I appreciate and respect the choice that Sister Rosa Parks did, stood up refusing to give her seat to a cracker on the Montgomery bus lines in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. And I appreciated the choice that they took of not riding a bus. They walked to work, to school. They rode in a wagon, skateboard, roller skates, bicycle, anything other than riding the bus. And then what you saw with that for that 1 year, from what I understand about that in Montgomery, Alabama, is that the people were carpooling as well, too. So what you had right there, ladies and gentlemen, was a forced sense and a choice of cooperative economics. In addition to, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have to look at the cognitive dissonance that has been passed on down in this Kool-Aid, particularly in the last 50 years. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call here and let's have a conversation about it at area code 646-564-9630. 630. And also, too, we're going to be bringing in our guest weekly commentators, and it's always a pleasure to hear from them, from Brother Isaiah there in the 410 area code, and also to the one and only Sister Demacy Love. How are y'all doing this evening? And welcome to Debauchery West Cosby and Hypocrisy on tonight's show of Shabaka's Black Experience to Enhance.
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, queen. Let's get on. Let's get the jamming on. That one's got two words.
Yes,
I got three words.
Yes, sir.
Fuck Kanye West.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, see, and what we crumb bumming on is the cognitive dissonance that goes along with this bullshit. You see what I'm saying? So therefore,
you know,
I'm making
what?
A damn choice. Go ahead.
I don't think people with that syndrome are aware. I really don't.
Oh,
they're lost.
Exactly. No, sister, they're brain dead. You see, this is why we have resurrection of the mental dead. You see what I'm saying? They're brain dead. You see what I mean?
Kanye and Ben have lost his mind.
Yeah.
So Kanye and Ben lost his mind. Ever since his mother passed and he married that whole Kim
Kardashian.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dying in Los Angeles.
Right.
Well, how was he before? How was he prior?
He made a song called "The Good Life." Isaiah, you want to give us some feedback on Kanye's West Climb to Fame out of Chicago?
Yeah, I was saying Kanye West. Back in the mid 2000s, he was he was a producer. He was trying to get signed on as a big old rapper. So he been making beats for Jay-Z and for other stuff like that. Back in the day, I listened to some of his records, to do the Wire and all that stuff. He has some good music out. And now, I don't know where this man.
They got a hold to his butt.
Right. I know back that he was talking about George Bush don't care nothing about us, and now that I'm here, but now that he signed with Trump, no way.
Right. You see, so definitely, with him signing with Trump, it's because.
Right, he's in another stunken place right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, too, from what I understand, when Mr. West had a couple of concerts up here in California, up in Sacramento and down in the Bay, and made the announcement that he had voted for Trump, people had wanted their money back from the concert and boycotted the concert. And then also, too, I got an unconfirmed report, that after this, that Mr. West had went off into seclusion. See, so we don't know if this dude is on dope, out of his mind, or what, but he is
suffering from something. No, he's not on dope. He definitely knows what he's doing. So he's definitely not on dope.
Okay.
He's just been on the drink of Kool-Aid for far too long.
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, and that's exactly what the hell he's been drinking as well, too. And then I noticed, too, is that you got a lot of people who were saying, over the net, saying, yeah, well, we did choose, to be slaves and what have you. But however, when you got somebody in bondage and threatening them with physical violence and torture and murder, that's not a choice. You see what I'm saying? What that is extortion.
Slavery was a choice. Being on the lynch was a choice. Being chased by the KKK was a choice. So are you kidding me? This man is
Oh yes, sir. Absolutely. See, so once this is the Kool-Aid, you know. Have you ever heard? Do they have the term back there in Baltimore, Isaiah, where they say "piss on my head and tell me it's rain"?
Yep. Yeah,
okay, so this is exactly of what they're doing with us now, you see. And then these ass scratches, coons, yassa bosses, they sit up there and they co-sign this bullshit, just like the ones that betrayed Marcus Garvey, you know, over 100 years ago. You see what I mean? And let's thank the ancestors for the choice that he made for our liberation. You see what I mean? And let's be thankful for the choice that those of who stood up there, you know, for our liberation, all during the time of the bondage, all during the time of the brutalization on the plantation system, the disfigurement, the sexual violation of our women, the violation of our young boys and men and what have you by the slave trader, you know, who was the raping, slave trading pedophile. And any and everyone is welcome to give us a call here and give us their input here at area code 646-564-9630. And our title tonight is Debauchery, Wes Cosby, and Hypocrisy. Now, speaking of debauchery, okay, is that I had put it up there on my wall earlier today, ladies and gentlemen, about old San Francisco. You know what I mean? And it was very, very interesting, you know, of what they had up there, you know, about the city of San Francisco there in the 1876, you know, what I believe it was, is that they had that. And this here was during the gold rush, or right after the gold rush. You know, they start bringing people over there, you know, to San Francisco. And the reason why we're mentioning this right here is that we're talking about the debauchery as a general now of what's going on here with all the social media and technology and all these redundant-ass statements that these celebrities are making. Talking about, you know, the black celebrities in particular.
Can I ask
and then
a
also,
question?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they have slaves working for them when they were digging for the gold, or they did all
okay,
the work themselves?
Okay, now see what had happened was is that California, when it became a state, okay, slavery was against the state constitution in 1849. Okay.
Okay.
It was against the state constitution in 1849. Okay, so what had happened was is that there were a lot of slave traders coming out the south of, you know, going to get the gold and what have you. And they were bringing their slaves with them is because, you know, they were keeping the slaves ignorant. You see what I'm saying? But however... But the law was under the state constitution that once they had entered into California, they were, in fact, free. You see what I mean? And then not to mention the fact that the slaves had, you know, they were free here, but a lot of them, you see what I'm saying, you know, were you know, ignorant to the law. You know, they were kept dummied down.
Right.
Because that's why they didn't want the slave reading. Because once the slave starts reading and understanding, he starts realizing his situation. You see what I'm saying? And keep in mind, folks, is that a lot of the slave traders knew that slavery was banned in California, but they brought their slaves here, you know, thus in turn, you know, keeping them ignorant. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking. That's why I asked that question.
And then not to mention, too, with the cognitive dissonance and the Stockholm syndrome of what where the slave would be more concerned about the slave master's welfare than his own, just like as Minister Malcolm has taught us over 50 years ago, boss, we sick. So based on of what we're seeing right here, folks, this is, you know, what these Negroes are demonstrating.
Still living,
cognitive. Yeah, dissonance. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read here something here. Now, we're talking about debauchery as well, too. Okay, and so of course, you know, we're keeping it on point tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and dealing with debauchery, Wes Cosby, and hypocrisy. And when we're talking about hypocrisy, we're talking about all the bullshit that's going on in the latest papers, latest news feeds and mainstream media. You're hearing about the dump regime and what have you. So, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to call in with your input on that there as well, too, at 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on air. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the city by the bay. It's called San Francisco, and this was the point of entry of where everybody was going to after gold was discovered here in 1849. And, of course, as you know, if anybody that follows the NFL, why you have a football team called the San Francisco 49ers, as in 1849ers. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is an article that was published and written in 1876. Okay. The Barbary Coast is the haunt of the low and the vile of every kind. The petty thief, the house burglar, the tramp, the whoremonger, lewd women, cutthroats, murderers, all are found there. Dance halls and concert saloons where blear-eyed men and faded women drink vile liquor, smoke offensive tobacco, engage in vulgar conduct, sing obscene songs, and say and do everything to heap upon themselves more degradation are numerous there in San Francisco. Low gambling houses thronged with riot-loving rowdies and all stages of intoxication are there. Opium dens where heathen Chinese and God-forsaken men and women are sprawled in miscellaneous confusion, disgustingly drowsy or completely overcome are there. Debauchery, pollution, loathsome disease, insanity from dissipation, misery, poverty, wealth, profanity, blasphemy, and death are there. And this here is an article written by Benjamin Estelle Lloyd in a publication entitled Lights and Shades of San Francisco, 1876. And me personally, with all this insanity that you got going on over there in social media, where they are based over there in Silicon Valley, for all practical purposes, in my opinion, nothing has changed. But once again, though, ladies and gentlemen,
it's a different way, ma'am.
Absolutely. Okay. Also, too, folks, we got a caller calling in from area code 516 with the last 4889. Please tell us where you're calling from and what your comments, questions, and concerns and input tonight here on Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Hello?
I'm doing all right. Yes, hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Hey, how you guys doing? My name is Jesse.
I'm doing all right.
From Long Island, New York.
All right, and welcome to the show.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was looking at the Black Talk topics, and you guys kind of caught my interest while I was looking at the Black Talk forums. And
okay,
you know,
what is your name, sir?
My name is Jesse, like Jesse James.
Okay, Jesse. Yes. Okay. Where are you calling from, Jesse?
Long Island, New York.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in. Please continue, Mr. Jesse.
No, I didn't. I don't know if you guys talked about it yet or on the Bill Cosby case, but do you think?
Yes. Sir.
Don't
yeah,
you think
we're gonna
that
be
going like
off into that there too?
Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to say, don't you think half of the women are lying? You know, I know it's a Me
yes,
Too
sir,
movement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's because I'm going to tell you something. It's because we have to look at the fact right here that Bill Cosby is a PhD, number one. Plus that, you know, he's already successful. He's been down there in Los Angeles, you know, as an entertainer, educator, what have you, for over 50 years, you see. So Bill Cosby would not have to go out here and partake in this type of behavior, you know, allegedly, you know, sexually assaulting these women, okay? Now, with Hollywood being a cesspool that it is, and we just heard about the debauchery of San Francisco, and Hollywood really is no different because I've been to both places. If Dr. Cosby, in my opinion, was looking for women like that, all he would have to simply do is drive down Ventura Boulevard there in Los Angeles there, and he could have found anybody to go out there and do whatever he wanted, if that's what he was trying to do. In addition to, I made a video on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on our like page, and it came to my attention that Mrs. Cosby, his wife of 60 years, Camille, is asking for a criminal investigation to the prosecutor's office with this bullshit.
Can I jump in just say one thing? So here's the deal. This is how this works. When those famous actors and, you know, television celebrities and so forth and so on are out there and they're well known, there are groupies. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Groupies
that will literally attack and force themselves on those actors. So
not just actors, even on music people too, musicians too, everybody.
The world knows this. They just want to shut a black man down. That's it. That's all.
Right. Every single one.
Here's the thing, and this is what I'm thinking. They got them women together to do this with Bill Cosby because he was trying to buy that network.
That's right.
Yeah, NBC.
And they shut him down. There you go. I'm done.
Yeah, right. You see, but also two people is that we have to sit up here and examine the fact as well, too, of how we allowed ourselves to get off into this economical situation. It's because of some very stupid-ass choices, okay?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, the Black Wall Street, okay? At that time when the Black Wall Street was destroyed, that was a choice by white America to inflict its hatred and
the freaking gay beast animals.
Our people. It's because our black people there in that area had chose to build up their own commercial infrastructures, their own economical situation. You see what I'm saying? It's because we chose to become self-sufficient. But what had happened is that what we screwed up on a choice when we sat there and
bringing
the
them
lunch
in
counter and begged the white man for a cup of coffee, and they decided to take our money and still treat us like shit, then what we did right there, ladies and gentlemen, on an economical basis right there is committed financial suicide.
Well, baby, we live amongst, we're literally living amongst wild fucking beasts. You know what is in their body. We are original people. Those are not people. Those are monsters.
You see,
they subhuman. They destroy everything
big time.
Everything we try to do, they always be looking like, man, what they doing over there? And then them say, I can't jump on it.
Part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, in regard to Dr. Cosby, and also, too, please take special note of this here, Mr. Jesse, is that Bill was an icon during the civil rights movement. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I believe that Bill Cosby was the first black actor, and somebody can give us a call here and correct me on if I'm wrong, is that he was the first black male actor to star in the leading role in the I Spy series, and I believe that there was 1965.
Sidney Poitier might have been before.
Okay, did Sidney Poitier ever do any television series? No, because I do know that Sidney Poitier was the first black male to win an Academy Award for Best Actor playing in a film called Lilies of the Field that he made in 1963. I know that. And then in addition to, at that time, in the 60s and into the early 70s, you know, you had a lot of black filmmakers, and I believe Sidney Poitier, who was a director as well, too. Bill Cosby became a director as well. Mm-hmm. He also, too, became a PhD in education. And Cosby, Sidney Poitier, Ozzie Davis, Ruby Dee, and what have you, they were trying to do something positive of shaping, you know, a positive image of black people at that time there in history. But then what had happened is that a guy by the name of Melvin Van Peebles made a film in 1970 called Sweet Badass Song or some bullshit like that. And from what I understand, this here was a stuff of these bullshit-ass movies like Coffee, Superfly, all that garbage, you know what I'm saying? And I remember that shit coming through the movie theaters and degrading our
mean?
People.
What you mean? I had a pimp ball for that. I learned how to pimp.
Oh,
okay, we'll see that there. Okay, we'll see that there. Precisely my point. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, too, that I also want to talk about and mention another great actress by the name of Cicely Tyson, who was an actress coming along at that area there, too, in the late 1960s. And she made a film in 1972, the same year that Diana Ross did Lady Sings the Blues. She made a film called Founder, starring Cicely Tyson and another black actor by the name of Paul Winfield, which was a very, very good story. And then, of course, there are those, you know, who are familiar with it. But Hollywood is not going to make films like that, you see. And then with this current bullshit that you got going on right now with black men wearing dresses, Tyler Perry, a great actor that he is because I saw him in a couple of films where he was playing a man and not a woman. Very fine actor. So why do our men feel to go down there to this cesspool in Southern California to wear a dress? Now that is a fucking choice, okay? And I appreciate the choice that Dave Chappelle made of when they approach him with that shit of telling him that he wasn't Brother Jesse, then Sister DeMacy. Go ahead, Isaiah, then we're going to Jesse, then we're going to Sister DeMacy.
Oh, I was saying about about Dave Chappelle. He did comment on that. He was saying like he was in a movie with I forgot what the movie was, but he was saying was that they want him to wear a dress. He was like, no. So and you know those hypocrites on what keep begging him and begging him.
Yes, sir.
And he how Hollywood is, I think it's funny, but Dave Chappelle was like, wait a minute, I don't be putting a dress. I am already funny. I don't wear that.
But Tyler Perry did it in a heartbeat.
Those Madea movies and what have you. Yeah.
Yes,
and keep in mind.
And not just
Tyler
Perry,
y'all.
Not just Tyler Perry. Not just Tyler Perry. Eddie Murphy did it. Martin Lewis did it.
Right. Anthony O'Hall did it.
Oh, did it? Yeah.
You see what I mean? You know, these. Yeah, and these men going up here wearing dresses, and what type of image does that set there for black men? You see what I'm saying? You know, for our young men, you know, that's looking at older black men wearing dresses. You see what I mean? Okay, so what type of example does that set? And then, of course, looking at Kanye West's statements about slavery was a choice, and then I'm seeing some mealy-mouthed bullshit up here talking about that he's apologizing, he didn't mean to cause the controversy and all that. It's damage control. It's damage control. You see, that's the pretext bullshit that they give you out of Tinseltown. You see what I'm saying? And that's why you see up on my wall where I will say F Hollywood and mean it. It is the land of degradation of the black male. Okay, I spent many years. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Brother Jesse. I'm Puerto Rican myself. But the Kanye West comment left me disgusted. Like, it was like,
oh, totally.
Well, most definitely.
Even if he didn't, and I got his point, you know, and he got, you know, like we're supposed to be mentally enslaved, but then, you know, you're making a comment about your ancestors, about your roots and stuff. I had a conversation with my friend about this, and he was like,
yes, sir.
He was like, yo, you know, if one person speaks bad about Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans are all from Puerto Rico. Like, we all stick together.
Right, exactly.
Like, of course. And he was like, why can't black people do the same? And I was like, I don't know. You know, he kind of left me stumped on that question.
It's a syndrome, baby. It's a syndrome.
Yeah,
it's a slave.
Yes, Jesse, it is a syndrome. Sister's right about that. And then, of course, Jesse, as you know, San Juan, Puerto Rico was one of the largest slave ports in the Caribbean, along with Havana, Cuba, also to Puerto Princesa, Santo Domingo, you know, and I'm always my viewpoint is that the only difference between an Afro-American, an Afro-Puerto Rican, an Afro-Cuban, an Afro-Brazilian, Afro-Venezuelan, an Afro-Dominican was a boat stop.
You actually need to, I'm sorry, you actually need to talk to Charlemagne about that. Because him having no, realization what an Afro-Latino is,
yes,
a little disrespectful.
Okay. No, man. This is why we're having this forum, just for this reason, to crumb bomb on that dude and addressing the cognitive dissonance. You see what I mean? But also, too, from, you know, the research that I've done, you know, on our people being enslaved in the Latin countries or the former colonies of Spain, they are very, very close to their African roots. And the Queen Mother has did, you know, quite a few videos on that of her time in Cuba, where she says that you see so much of the African culture and African spirituality there. And then, of course, as we all know, and I can only speak of the United States and those who are from Brazil, Puerto Rico, or what have you, or the Caribbean, and have insight on how slavery was done there, please give us a call, 646-564-9630. Okay, so therefore, we are continuing, you know, moving right along here, folks. But we are getting back at there, you know, to the cognitive dissonance there of about Kanye West and this business, and also, too, we're touching a little bit on the redundancy of what's happening there, you know, with Bill Cosby and all of that. Now, the sad part is that Cosby had put a lot of time over there at NBC's, because not only did he do the I Spy series, he also had did the Bill Cosby show and a couple of variety shows that he had as well, too, and in his career coming up. He had also, you know, have tried to do positive things as far as education is concerned within the black community as well, too. But it's very, very interesting how more that we were making progress intellectually, and I'm talking about the late 60s, the 70s, and what have you, and then it started coming on down, you know, with the huge influence of this Kool-Aid, you see. They started, you know, reaping more of our talent and benefits. It's because, from what I understand, you know, that a lot of these rap brothers have lost a lot of their money, not understanding, you know, their contracts, you know, when it comes to residuals and all that. But what happens is they go out there to the land of degradation, you know, they get those women sicked on them, you know, various other things that go on down there in the city of Los Angeles, the county of Los Angeles, and Southern Cal as a whole. You see what I mean? Then they just straight get caught up. And then, but to go up here in this day and age with this smear campaign of the image of the black male in the United States, going after Bill Cosby, that was a cheap shot. they're safe. And this is why I really appreciated the heavyweight champion Ali during his heyday of the clean image that he kept, of the positive image that he kept. And he did, you know, bring attention, you know, to a lot of the negativisms that were being portrayed through the media, you know, at that time in Black history. And we see 50 years later, it has just gotten worse. It is moving backwards, you see. But however, we do know the social ills that were engineered, you know, by Hoover and his counterintelligence program, when a black man made the choice in 1966 to emphasize the Second Amendment for black people to protect themselves. So we're going to thank that brother for the choice that he made as well, too. All right. So therefore, when we sit up here and we talk about these choices, it's because just like the people chose to betray Marcus Garvey, okay, just like there were those who chose to betray and sell out, you know, icons in our community who was trying to make a positive step forward. You see what I mean? And also, too, what we want to do is talk about another choice, is because I believe, Sister DeMacy, you had put it up on my wall about this Black Lives Matters situation that they were up there in Sacramento protesting a cannabis club convention or something to the effect, or trying to block entry off into it. And then I saw comments up there on social media where people out of the white community were calling them terrorists, and that the car drivers need to run them over, and that Black Lives Matters are terrorists. Okay, now where are these same individuals to call these white police officers that murder black men in their grandmother's backyard? How come they're not being called terrorists?
They're always trying to distract us. They're trying to distract us from all their murder.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, see, this is why tonight's topic is debauchery.
Of course.
Absolutely.
They are the Ku Klux Klan in the blue uniform. They train
the legal religious organization. But they put on police uniforms.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Okay. So therefore, like what you had, what Slager did to Walter Scott, just like what you had that coward Yanez did, Geronimo Yanez, the coward that murdered Mr. Castile in the presence of his baby and his wife. That is a coward. See, so that was a choice he made. So he chose to be a coward. And then the bastards who were supposed to hold him accountable for it, they chose and made a choice of failing to give Mr. Castile and his family equal protection under the law. So where are these hypocritical bastards with that on these choices? Now, where are these hypocrites of black people protesting peacefully to get their point along of talking about these terrorists who chose to go out and murder our people behind badges like they did Mr. Mario Woods in San Francisco, California? Say, what about prosecuting these terrorists? Now, what about the young woman, Ms. Mosby, there in your neck of the woods, Isaiah? And please correct me if I'm wrong with the Freddie Gray case, and I think we discussed this here before on the air, of where she went there and she had charged these individuals, these police officers, with manslaughter. You see, then what happens is that the powers that be chose to sit up here threatening and censure Ms. Mosby and threaten her with disbarment for her doing her job of prosecuting these murderers with badges who chose to put Mr. Freddie Gray in the back of that paddy wagon and not strap him down. You see, so they chose to do that bullshit, you see. See, so you see in mind, ladies and gentlemen, all this here is hypocrisy, is what it is. See, we were told by our elders over 50 years ago about this hypocrisy. But these ass scratchers and these yassa bosses through the post-traumatic slave syndrome and cognitive dissonance of boss Wiesick, you see, that is a hindrance to our progress as a people. See? when I should be out here trying
that's
to mentor,
ignorant.
You know, to those.
Well, see,
sister, that's just it, though. The ignorance is perpetuated generation after generation with miseducation, as Dr. Carter G. Woodson has said. You see what I mean? And then when you go up there and attack, you know, our scholar, Bill Cosby, on some bullshit, you see what I'm saying? You know what,
that's
these women and drugs, where he could simply
you know
have went out there
is.
And if
it's,
he was looking for those kind
no,
of women,
nothing
all
but,
he would have had to
do
was got his limousine, go down Ventura Boulevard up there in North Hollywood and what have you, all the way down there to Encino and Woodland Hills, and he could have found women who would have been more than willing to do this type of behavior that he was convicted of, you see, and then of course,
right.
You know, the disrespect to his wife of what they did, and Mrs. Cosby, I highly admire and respect her for saying that they need to have a damn criminal investigation into these collusionary bastards that prosecuted this man with this bullshit.
Well,
those are not her exact words, I'm just paraphrasing it. You see? See, that's what it is.
Crazy.
And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I see, you know, we got some more callers here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up all the mics and feel free to comment.
Bring them along.
But please self-mute yourself to minimize the background noises, because we most definitely want to hear what everybody has to say with their input on our platform tonight of debauchery, West Cosby, and hypocrisy. And I see we got a caller here out of the 804 area code with the last 41249. Please, what is your comment, questions, and concerns, and what is your name and where you're calling from?
You're on the air.
Okay, well, please, I'm Magneto, but I didn't smash one, but I still like to add on with a little question, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Kanye thing, you know, it is what it is, but that ain't my concern. I don't give a
yes, sir.
Rest.
That's
All I want to know is, who been putting these crates of assault rifles and all these bullets down in the path of these babies, right? See what I'm saying?
And that's
doing it in Chicago. And see, we've got professional black people here, right? Real professional black people. Nobody ever did an independent investigation. See what I'm saying? Find out who did it, and go in the streets, tell the baby who created this, and create some, and get at that ass. See, all we doing as black people is waiting on a fucking genocide.
You're right, brother.
That's exactly
what the hell it is. Yeah, it's genocide. Seriously. Yes, sir. That's exactly what we're faced with. And like I said, you know, with me being an old bastard, I definitely see the elements of what the brother man is talking about. First of all, okay, the shit they put in the community, man, you know, in the 1960s with the drugs, number one. Okay. Two, the self-destruction, you know, the hood crimes going along with that right there. So, of course, you're going to have conflicts behind that that's going to attribute to it more to the genocide than the mass incarceration that you have.
Don't forget that.
Yes, ma'am. Glad that you brought that up. Because out here in California, in San Joaquin County, I'm looking at all this farm right here, and you got so many damn GMOs and these damn factories out here. You see what I'm saying? Next to growing food. So as you said, sister, you know exactly what they're doing with the food. The same thing with these vaccines. You see, there was a video,
that's
I believe,
old. That
Black Eye Stand Radio.
That.
The guy Mike Adams of what he was talking about of how that they are using DNA to seek us out on certain foods to kill us and to deteriorate our organs and what have you. Then also too, what happened with Dr. Cosby's son? What happened with Dr. Cosby's son in the early 1990s when he was murdered there off the 405 freeway there in the city of Los Angeles, getting off at Sunset Boulevard, I believe that is near the Brentwood. area. You see, and then the one that shot him was a white guy who got up there and stated publicly, well, I shot a nigger, and it was all over the news, in which he was arrested. He was a white guy from Russia, and they gave him life imprisonment. And Mrs. Cosby, once again, was very, very hurt by that. Very, very strong black woman, and I respect her for standing by Dr. Cosby as they're trying to smear his image. Now, since they're going to talk about sex crimes and freaky shit and bizarre shit, let's talk about Weinstein, the movie producer, who also, too, was exploiting women, you know, to get these parts off in films. And then also, too, I would like for the queens to comment up on this. He was approaching a lot of black women with the same type of bullshit, you know, for them to get roles down in that cesspool called Hollywood, and that's why I always say to the city of Los Angeles and Hollywood, from the bottom of my heart, those of us who love our people, you see, and for your degradation and mistreatment of us and disrespecting of us, from the bottom of our hearts, you may kiss our ass. All right. Also, too, like I said, all the mics are open, you know, feel free to comment, you know what I mean, and we definitely thank you for tuning in as well, too. Now, with this crime against Cosby, from what I understand, that Dr. Cosby has been confined to his residence in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, under house arrest until that it is. Okay, until he is sentenced, because the man is 80 years old, okay?
That's right.
And I've
seen
various videos
of
black women.
I take the man that is old. Like, that is crazy. Like, that man 80 years old, so they're trying to get him there.
Yes, sir. So yeah, exactly. And what they're trying to do is that they're trying to smear his image, is because, see, Bill had did a lot, you know, for the black community, you know, during his time. You see what I mean? You know, coming up there through it. Okay, so then, too, ladies and gentlemen, what we got to look at as well is we're going to turn back the hands of times a little bit on the O.J. Simpson case, too, because he, too, had got caught up in this. You see what I mean? You know, where he was acquitted of the murder charge and whatnot, and then, you know, he goes over there to Nevada, and, you know, and they're way behind in time in Nevada. You know what I'm saying? And he goes there and gets convicted of a case over there, so we definitely, you know, got some issues, you know, within the mindset of the black community, but it is cognitive dissonance, it is the post-traumatic slave syndrome of what it is. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we got about less than 40 minutes here off on our podcast. Okay, so we see we got a caller here from 864. The last four is 7244. What is your name, where you calling from, and what are your comments, questions, and input tonight?
What's going on, brother? Shabaka, this is your brother, Kwani. What's going on,
man? Hey, brother Kwani. Hey, man, it's been quite a while since I heard you. How you been doing?
Everything has been great, brother. Everything has been good.
Absolutely. Man, I guess up over here, I guess I'll be hanging in there for an old guy, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hate you, brother. I hate you.
You know what I'm saying? Doing the best that I can, you know. And then also, too, you know, you're a very, very intelligent brother. Always got, you know, very, very positive input, man. And I just want to ask you, okay, now what is your take on this Kanye West situation in regard to the cognitive dissonance, post-traumatic slave syndrome, and then also to this kangaroo court case against Bill Cosby?
Okay, I'm going to say that the two are relative, very relative, because the way that we know them is by Hollywood, you know, or one of his children. And then, you know, it's going to be on some type of media platform in which the European owns all of them. We should already know.
Yes,
that.
Sir.
And you see that a lot of times, you know, of course he's not going to allow you to be great in Hollywood and then finish up your career by doing positive things for black people or, you know, showing, you know, that's, you know, at the end of the day, it's not beneficial to his game, even as you guys are talking about the poison and the genocide. This is what the European has to do in order to create steps for his survival. You understand? He has to keep us at a place where we don't recognize the difference between our enemy and our brother and sister. So that is why he has to constantly kill us and keep us confused, keep us discombobulated. Going back to and I'm going to tell you why I tie Bill Cosby and Kanye. Because you see, I guess Cosby, even at his age, he's at the end of his quote-unquote career, but he's at the end of his duties for Hollywood, okay? He can't really be he can't be of a profit for Hollywood anymore. They can't really use him anymore, okay? But what we do see going on is the sacrificing of the only positive, really black role model, black image that we had inside the culture of entertainment, of being able to sit down, watch TV, and where our children can get a program by watching this and saying, well, hey, I want to be that. Hey, I'm going to appoint my children the same way Cosby did. Or I'm going to, you know, a lot of things that we see now are so damn silly that when a father is appointing his children, he can't really tell them what to do because he laughs. So, you know, even with us, you know, the dynamic of discipline on the Cosby Show, we saw the family aspect. We saw them preserving African culture, you know, black people that have been, you know, whether it's the Harlem Renaissance, whether it be the jazz music, we saw a lot of that. And what we do see is our black people go out and support a lot of stuff that isn't of positive or quality.
Hey, Quanice, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hello? Yes, Yes, sir.
But I was just saying we go out and celebrate stuff like love and hip-hop, like being ratchet, world star hip-hop. You know, that's Like, that's the cool thing nowadays. You know, to be acting that way rather than being positive, sitting down with your family. So that is what they're promoting. And then that's when you get somebody like that's why they're able to feed you a Kanye, to give us a Kanye West. He's on the scene now. Well, you know, he has his white wife. If we were at our place, right place, as a black people, where we would know to understand the importance of having a black wife, having a black husband in the house, they, you know, Kanye wouldn't even, we wouldn't even be talking about it. But he is, you know, he's caught up with the whole Bruce Jenner scandal, you know, because that's relative to him, the Kardashians. And now he rolls out this thing. I'm going to tell you one thing about Kanye. He knew that when he did this whole stunt, that he was going to get people, he was going to get people to start talking about it. He knew that right now, Kanye is a salesman, okay? He's a salesman. And you have a lot with people, they say sellout. I see Kanye as being the sellout type. He would do anything to make a dollar. He would do anything to, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's what I see. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you there's some truth inside the statement. Now, I wouldn't say that in front of a whole bunch of white people and all types of people. But the reality is that's when we as black people have to look at and take on or take very seriously liberation and actually fighting against the same system that has been oppressing us for so long. And that's when we say, hey, it's a choice. Well, we have to look at ourselves and say, well, hey, it started out to be something where them Europeans or where them crackers were forcing us. But right now, the crackers don't force us to go to church and give all our money to Jesus and give all our money to, you know, whoever the hottest hip hop. You know, that's where we start. We have to look at point, but it wasn't on point within the dynamic in which he was trying to sell it. He was selling it as like,
right,
oh, let's become friends.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it from that standpoint. I'm saying it from the standpoint of ain't nobody going to come to save us. Ain't no Jesus. Ain't no Allah.
That's right.
Ain't no Yahweh coming to save
mm-hmm.
us. We have to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be our
that's
story.
All we got.
That's all we got.
Yeah, see, all we got is each other on that.
Right, right,
mm-hmm.
right.
That's it. And then as you Mr. Kwani, as you were saying that Kanye, man, is putting himself in the news with this, okay, of drawing up the controversy. But, however, there are other ways to bring publicity to yourself other than at the expense, of your people's dignity. You see what I'm saying? It's because when I look at
he photographs, don't care nothing about
how
his people.
Of course, not. That's my point. Okay, and then when you look at how our people are brutalized on the plantation with all those whip marks, with all those shackles on them, and keep in mind, people, that them shackles were raw iron and steel. There wasn't no damn aluminum. There wasn't no damn alloys. You know what I'm saying? You know, this shit here was put on there to keep you in bondage and for degradation. And then, of course, we're not going to talk about, the physical things that was happening with your body with these shackles. You see what I mean? Okay. Then also, too, is like what the heavyweight champion had did, is that he would sit up there and say what he did, and the people would pay to see him get his ass whipped, and he always made it a point to disappoint him, of which he did. And then I do remember of the very positive image that Mr. Ali did have, for black males. You never saw him with no white woman. He always had a sister on his arm. He was always saying something positive about the black community on our history and upgrading the quality of our image. But then you get these brain dead, jigger-booing, ass-scratching politicians who sell us down the river, who choose to do this bullshit, and then when you call them out on it, then all of a sudden we're a bunch of black racists, radicals, idiots, and people resort to name-calling against our like-mindedness of what we say up there on Facebook. And me personally, I'm going to say it right there. I don't have no crackers as no damn friends on my Facebook page.
That's right.
It should stink with the land of debauchery of social media, which is in that cesspool of San Francisco, okay, where we just heard the history about, right? They will put any damn thing up there on that Facebook shit to implement you, to criminalize you, and they always want to know your fucking location of where you're at. Hey, Zuckerberg, that ain't none of your fucking business of my location. And then not to mention the fact that we pay our money each month for our cell phones, and then this bastard has the audacity to read this shit, talking about asking what stores are around it. Well, where's the Walmart at? Where's the Walgreens at? No, fuck all that, motherfucker. You're not going to sit here and charge me money, piss on my head, tell me it's rain, and I'm out here doing advertisement work for you for free. Mark Zuckerberg, fuck you and that. Oh, and by the way, people, I just want to bring it to your attention for those of you who are not in California. From what I understand, that there is an initiative that is supposed to be placed on the ballot to make these big social media companies, more responsible for your data. And from what I understand, is also allowing us to sue their asses as well, too, when they breach your data. So keep that in mind. And then also, too, folks, that you've been hearing recently that Facebook put out there, oh, we're making it easier, for you to erase your history and your comments and all that. They're not doing it because they're loving you. They're doing that is because their sorry asses are over there doing damage control. Also, too, I want to give a shout out there to Liberation Minded Media, and also too to MelanatedPeople.net. Black family, go over there, start your page, join Black social media over there. MelanatedPeople.net is because they're not going to sit there and censor us and whip that, and restrict our posts and put us in Facebook jail and all that old type of bullshit. And then keep in mind, I've noticed so many of these damn white supremacists and rednecks get up there using derogatory derogatory terms against us. You see what I'm saying? But they don't get to spend it. Also, too, I would appreciate it very, very much if some of you people there out of Los Angeles in the 310 area codes, the 818 area codes, the 323, and the 213, please give us a call for those of you particularly in the rap industry, the black ones. And what I want to know, why do you guys use the NGR term so much and got other groups of people using this term thinking that this shit is okay? And I'm just very, very curious of why you're not using other derogatory racial terms for other groups of people that buy your music. So let's have some equal opportunity on that. And if you don't call me up on that, that there tells me something else as well, too. Because with your silence on that rap industry of not commenting on why you do not use any other racial terms against other groups of people, your silence tells me that you endorse degrading your own. Your silence will tell me that. Yes, sir.
I didn't know if you guys had covered this, but a lot of times in the entertainment world and also the music industry, even in the, you know, the athletic world, they talk a lot about this, you know, the fraternity, the boys club, behind the walls boys club, you know, the society. And I think that's one thing that we definitely would be remiss if we didn't bring it up in this discussion, talking about both Kanye and also Bill Cosby, because we do know that you can't be on your own as a black man growing up. You know, you're definitely going to have to join forces. You're going to have to get alliances. You're going to have to get down with these cliques in order to be a renowned person where they're talking about all over the world. So it depends on if you're actually working for the clique or if you're actually going against the clique. And a lot of times when you go against the clique, you know, as what I'm thinking that Bill Cosby might have been trying to do with trying to buy NBC, going against what the clique wanted you to do, then that's when you get your throat cut. That's when you, you know, I think even for Rashard, she was saying like, hey, this is, you know, hard to believe. You can't believe this, you know, this stuff that they trying to ruin Cosby's legacy. Because even with the little film cartoon, the little black cartoon, we don't have any positive black cartoons. And with Bill Cosby you know, trying to do some other stuff. But is it the case that he had already sold his soul? Or he had already pledged allegiance or oath to these quote-unquote fraternal societies? Same one that we did Kanye basically pledging the oath in, and I myself as a rapper, I can tell you, brother, that that's what we're seeing. That's why so many brothers talk about selling dope, because these same Europeans, probably the descendants of slave masters, they own these record companies. They own these music labels. So in order for you to get a deal, you're going to have to promote the drugs, the violence, the degradation of yourself, because it's the thing that helps pile us in jail. This is how we say fuck each other, because we do know that in jail, this free labor is very profitable to those crackers. So it's no wonder why these crackers allow Yo Gotti, Rick Ross, Jay-Z, everybody to come out here and tell and teach your kids that they can go out here and sell dope. You can go out here and tell dope. That's main. That's one of the main problems. This message of oh fuck this nigga, you know, oh fuck all this crazy stuff. If we get rid of
that, they come out with some type of law.
Right. That's where it starts from, and then that's what when you listening to this song, well fuck this or kill this nigga. You know, that's going to make you go out there and kill your brother. And rather than you looking at or listening to a song or, hey, this is my brother, or kill the crap, you just start killing. And guess what you go out there and do? You go out, but when you follow the money, we say, well, damn, it's no wonder that the slave master is the one that's still paying you to go out here and rap about this stuff. So that's why he's going to pay you to send out a message and to promote the message to keep kill each other to say, hey, make America great again. Sometimes it's shit that rather than leading our children to a place of positive thinking that is going to be solidified for their quality of life, it's going to lead them somewhere where saying, well, smoking cigarettes is cool. Smoking crack is cool. Beating on my woman is cool. Calling myself a
kid.
You know, this is the message. This is the message, especially when the crack is in control.
Right. Yeah, and then the cold part about it is, too, is but with the economical power that we have, and this is why, as you've seen and commented on my post, too, there, Brother Kwani, you know, about building up our infrastructures so, therefore, we can accumulate the wealth. And it's going to take a long time to do it so where we can accumulate the wealth and go up there and shift the power. You see what I'm saying on what you was talking about on these societies. But, however, they've been entrenched, you know, for generations. And then also, too, like all the gold that has came off the our continent, you know, enhancing these savages, you know, up there in Europe. And then also, too, I just want to touch briefly on, and not getting off a topic, I just want to say, each time that I go down there by San Francisco Bay and I see one of those cargo container ships come up under the Golden Gate Bridge, it pisses me off, and here's why. One is the silicon that comes from the Congo that is going up there to China being refined into pre-goods that's being shipped from China across the Pacific there in the Silicon Valley. And then those goods come off those containers are going off there to Apple, Galaxy, Samsung, Facebook, YouTube, PayPal, eBay, you know, all of that. You see what I mean? Okay. So, therefore, you know, we got to start focusing some attention on that there, too, of getting the economical and the business infrastructure together, you know, for the generations after us. It's for the youth. You see, it's because I'm sure you would agree, Mr. Kwani. I have seen, man, the dummying down of our people, man, in the last 40 years, from the 1970s, you know, to the 1990s, you know, to right here, you know, in the earlier quarter of the millennium. You see what I mean? Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're absolutely,
go ahead, brother.
Absolutely right. And to say that, you know, sometimes you talk to some Negroes, and they will insist that, hey, we have done better. We're at a place where we're doing, you know, just because we had a black president. They give you a black president. Now Negroes think, but I don't know if we know that, hey, a lot of our people that are going to school and actually graduating from college, you know, there's a big portion that don't even get to make it to the, you know, the actual workforce. Home because they can't, you know, get any jobs. And when we look at the paper trail, we have to look at the dynamics as it being white supremacy. You know, the same white people that are behind those badges that are killing our brothers and sisters out there.
Right.
They are the same people that are controlling, that are sitting in the desk. They're the same white folks that are sitting up there in the hospital that are allowing our people to die. You know, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is, like you said, controlling our own, and that does go back in to what Kanye said. I don't buy into his crazy foolishness. But when there was some truth to what he said, it sounds like a choice, and we have to make a choice as a collective to say that, hey, I'm not going to wait on this European, this cracker, this Wazungu that has been mistreating us to come now protect us. We got to protect ourselves. I ain't gonna wait on this white
like
man.
Right, like they did in Haiti.
Absolutely. Like they, even with then, Brother Chewbacca, there was a collective where the people said, "Hey, we're gonna fight again." Not many of our people feel that way. You know, not many of our people feel that way because if they did, every damn body be all on the show. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you don't have a forceful audience out there, but hell, we do know, you know, our people watching the game. You know, the majority of our people, we doing all kind of other crazy shit. We do know that.
So
until the time we start doing stuff like this, but instead having conversation on how I can learn and how I can spend my daughter, my daughter's self. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Learning how I can,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to have to start having these programs before our people can start spending their dollar better. We're going to have some type of education. But you can't have
right.
education if you don't have any students. That's the thing.
Right.
We know it all. You know, we already
mm-hmm.
there. It ain't broke. Where the white man is providing everything for them. No, we're going to have to say,
mm-hmm.
nah. We're going to have, no, shit is broke. We're going to have to start working together. Now start putting things back in the, but
that's
it's going to take us. It's going to take us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, see, we're all we got. And then I remember
right.
that I did some readings on a while back, you know, by Sister Asada Shakur, where she had stated is that the rap music, you know, could be used very positively for the youth. And then, of course, we all knew who her nephew was, the one and only Tupac Shakur, who was also the son of Afeni Shakur, who was part of the Panther 21 trial there in New York City in the early 1970s, in which Ms. Shakur, Afeni, was falsely accused. 95% of the charges against the Black Panther Party members were dropped at the time that they were being rousted on these false charges. But however, though, Mr. Kwanif, as you were saying, is that you shedded a lot of insight on that about the secret societies and whatnot down there in Los Angeles, California, and I had figured as such, as because you see, I grew up in Los Angeles, California, so I've seen that garbage, you know. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, and if you ever go to the city of Los Angeles, and if you're ever accosted by people who will come up to you, well, hey, you want to pose in this photo, or hey, do you want to do this walk-on for this video? And the first thing you need to ask them is how much am I getting paid? And as soon as they tell you no, you tell them to kiss your ass. The reason being is because as soon as you take the photo, they're going to ask you to sign a release of what they're going to be using your photo for commercial purposes. So don't fall for that bullshit if you ever visit Hollywood in the city of Los Angeles. Hey, we want to take your photo, allow you to be off in this movie and all that. Oh, we can only give you exposure, guy. Oh, we can't give you no money, but we can give you exposure. Hey, man, fuck that and fuck you is what you tell them. And the show is on Censored Tonight. It is there for those over the age of 18 is because it does, it does get intense here. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, and we're winding down to our last 15 minutes, you know, of our podcast. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call here with your comments, questions, concerns, and input at area code 646-564-9630. And we're having an open mic discussion about the cognitive dissonance of Kanye West. And on his section of our tonight's segment, we're pretty much done with. We're also, too, dealing with the kangaroo court trial of Bill Cosby. And also, too, we're going to crumb bomb here on the dump of what's going on with him. Now, let's look at his debauchery, and here's a hypocrisy. He's fired all these people in his administrative head. There's something about him with the porno broad, Stormy Daniels. She beating his ass with magazines. So, you know, sick, perverse, sick shit down there and whatnot.
Them people
so Agent
are
Orange.
Just yuck shit. Period. They just yuck shit.
Yeah.
That's all.
And me personally, I think the whole damn regime is corrupt. And from what I understand, that this guy, special prosecutor Robert Mueller, he's issued out some more indictments, issue out as many indictments as need to. I look for people to start singing, and is that they're starting to have a lot of sleepless nights over there at the White House. This dude here was elected under some questionable circumstances, but as I stated when he was running for office in the primaries, that was your next president. And when he got up there and said that you got a lot of stupid people in politics, with him being elected president, went on and proved his point. And once again, the redundancy of this, okay, the lawyers paying off the porn star who got with Trump, and then there's some business about Trump's wife has a tainted past of being a porn star doing nude work herself or whatnot, you know. So, like I said, and then And then I sit up here and I look at that when President Obama was the president, although there were some of the things that I disagreed with him on, but they're going to sit up here and call his wife a trainee and disrespect her and things of that nature right there. But however, ladies and gentlemen, we are aware of the fact of the reason why. But however, I am disappointed in Obama of not using his executive power to go after these rogue police officers who are murdering our people, and the way the dump is using his executive power that's making news all around the world, I'm sure that the 44th president would have had the same power to do the same thing, to go up here after these murderers who hide behind badges and have them picked up and have them held indefinitely and waterboard those terrorists, put them down there in Guantanamo Bay with the rest of the terrorists. And then just like the terrorists that murdered the young man in Sacramento, shooting him 20 times, just like the coward Yanez that murdered Mr. Castile in front of his wife and baby, where he shot Mr. Castile 4 times, point blank range with a 9mm. And let's be real, people, anytime that you shoot somebody more than once with a 9mm, your intent is quite obvious that you are to kill them. And so I just don't understand it. So therefore, you still got the ass scratchers and the Yasa bosses out there, and I definitely appreciate, you know, what Mr. Iquanif was shedding some light on, you know, about the power plays that they pull. And this is the more reason, black man and woman, that all we got is ourselves, is because with these resources of where these guys are moving and shaking over there in Silicon Valley, okay, all we got to do is come together and stand up, and it's game over, and they know this. So this is why they do what they do. This is why they come to us with this bullshit, sipping this Kool-Aid about, oh, well, I don't see color there. We understand it. You know, this is so great. It's so beautiful. And this is a classic case of all that shit. You know, just like what the minister had told us over 50 years ago. You see what I mean? You know, the police go out here and murder us, mm-hmm. and they tell us it's not about race. Okay, just like so many of our young men who were shot 16, 18, 19 times mm-hmm. by the police, right. And from what I understand, which is my quickest reference that I have, that Mr. Mario Woods was shot by the San Francisco Police Department over 25 times. He only weighed 147 pounds, and he allegedly had a knife in his hand. But to me, when a guy is 6 feet 2.5 and got 4 of his coworkers of same height and weight, and all of them have 9mm, okay, that there was nothing more than murder. I mean, if they would have went up there and knocked the shit out of them with a knife,
maybe they still around. The KKK is still around. All that is, and they police. Judges, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you know, judge, jury, and executioner is what they were. And the state of California is quite known of its police officers being murderous. See, out here, they got some shit out here called suicide by cop. You see what I mean? Yeah, suicide by cop. You know, but however, folks, we are now for our last 5 minutes right here. Okay, Sister Demacy and Brother Isaiah, you have any closing comments?
Yeah, let's get rid of the Ku Klux Klan.
All
nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
all right, Brother Isaiah.
All I gotta say is, I love to be in the show. I'm glad I'm a good co-host too for y'all tonight, and stay black.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely,
you know,
without a doubt.
Rise above.
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
You know, we need to stand together, because I'm tired of, you know, this bullshit going on.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. And that's exactly what it is a bunch of bullshit. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, in my conclusion tonight, and we appreciate all our callers for calling in. Also, too, please check the Shabaka's Black Experience like page, you know, that we have up there on Facebook as well, too, is because we will be posting up our advertising packages there for you. A phenomenal cost. Also, to definitely check out our GoFundMe page. You know, please donate to us, is because this is how we keep our bills going on and how we keep our platform up. And definitely we give a shout out there to all the RBGs. Once again, we definitely give a shout out there to Liberation Minded Media. We most definitely give a shout out there to MelanatedPeople.net as well, too, because all we got is each other, black family. Ain't nobody gonna come save us. You see what I'm saying? They're not gonna change all of a sudden and start loving us. They've been ever since the day we were brought here. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us in the first part here of the 21st century to change the mindset of our youth to become self-sufficient. As Mr.
That's
Brother
right.
Quanif, you know, who emphasized tonight about these secret societies and the secret orders of what they would have down in the entertainment industry, in the athletic industry as well, too, as well as they have off there in the financial industry as well, too. You see, we have to form our own. It's because, keep in mind, black family, the only reason that they exist is off our sweat and blood and off of our resources. And like I said, every damn time that I see one of these cargo containers has come through Frisco Bay with those finished silicon products that Silicon Valley is going to sell, that there's our sweat and blood. The same damn thing with platinum and gold that's coming there about South Africa. And from what I understand is that South Africa has said is that the colonizers can no longer have the land. Great, great, great. Kick them off the get them up out of there,
that's
get them up
right.
out of Tanzania. Great news.
That's right.
And we support any other Pan-African African independence of becoming self-sufficient. And then not to mention, too, definitely look at the videos that I have been putting up there on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, because, you know, we are producing them, we are refining them, we are asking donations to keep our platform going on, and this is how that we are expanding it. And any and all in our community are welcome to give us a call when we are podcasting live at 646-564-9630. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, since we crumb-bombed on that dump and cesspool called Hollywood, okay, I think it's only appropriate that I play our outro by the one and only Mr. Wes Montgomery called Bumping on Sunset. And do, before I play that, do let me state that I do not own the copyrights to none of the music that's being played here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. On our opening intro was I Love the Future by the Queen Mother, Asada Shakur. And also, too, we have posted music up here on her other song called Revolutionary Love as well, too. Yeah. We definitely want to give a shout out there to Brother Human. You know, we got a clip on him as well, too. You know, ex-NECA, you know, he's up out there out of the Pacific Northwest. So definitely a shout out there to him as well, too. And definitely a shout out there to those up there in Oregon to the next state going north. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've done it myself. I've listened to this song, and I've driven down this street in Los Angeles, California, called Sunset Boulevard.